had 2 weeks to recover from the shock of this year's presidential election debacle. 2 weeks to shake the hangover. 2 weeks to get back up and move forward. But you still can't get your head around it. Still want to wake up from that nightmare. You still crawl out each morning and realize, oh yeah, it's a new day in America. The rich, surprise, surprise, are going to get richer, and you, yep, you know what crumbs you'll be getting. It's a new day, all right, and it'll last at least 4 years. Or maybe, I know you can't say it out loud, and I know you don't want me to either. Maybe this will be the rest of your life. My brother swore an oath to go 60 days with a moratorium on talking about, commenting about, or thinking about Donald J. Trump. I tried to move on myself, took a vacation, pulled the sheet up a little higher. Most of you have too. And if I hear another Yahoo tell me about the 5 stages of grief, believe me, they will get to pass through them in a furiously short time. I mean, shut your front door. And don't talk to me about ditching the Electoral College. You got more odds of emigrating to Mars than passing a constitutional amendment. We couldn't even get the Women's Rights Amendment through. Fat chance of the misogynists who won with the college voting to make the next election easier for you next time. And this talk of the electors switching their votes to Hillary for the good of the country. Geez, come on. Consult with a realist. Today the Green Party ponied up the money to recount Wisconsin. Check the voting machine, see if there's a paper trail, watch for Russian hackers, look for malfeasance. God help us if there was a discrepancy in the vote counting in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan. Trump always claimed it was rigged. Of course, now he's singing a happier tune, nothing new here since the election and his continual flip-flopping. This from the man who says it like it is. Ever since the economic meltdown and the Great Recession, I've wondered why people weren't in the streets with pitchforks, Wall Street particularly. Why the populace wasn't up in arms crying for some justice. Why some CEOs weren't dragged from the high suites and made examples of. It is the utmost irony that the beneficiary of that pent-up rage was a billionaire non-politician with a potty mouth and a mean streak. The boy won, I'll give him that, but the mob expects some swift action to alleviate their grievances. I suspect a few months into his term, they'll realize politicians fudge the truth. They might even lie, but politicians at least know the difference. They voted this guy in with the slimmest of hopes he would shake things up based on his campaign promises. Fat chance he'll get away with that phony baloney. Unless, of course, most of the rest of the country has pulled the sheets up higher, too.